Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Marriage and Lasting Relationships with Asperger's Syndrome, Autism Spectrum Disorder, Successful Strategies for Couples or Counselors, by Eva A. Mendez, focuses on the real-world challenges and strengths that emerge when one or both partners are on the autism spectrum. Positioned as a practical guide rather than a purely clinical overview, the book speaks to couples who want a more stable, compassionate relationship and to counselors who need structured ways to support them. It highlights common friction points such as communication mismatches, emotional reciprocity, routines, sensory stress, and the feeling of being misunderstood, while also acknowledging the loyalty, honesty, and focus many spectrum-identified partners bring. The core promise is actionable strategy: how to reduce recurring conflict, build shared meaning, and make expectations explicit so that love is not constantly filtered through guesswork. By addressing both partners' perspectives, the book encourages a shift from blame to problem-solving and from vague relationship advice to tools that fit neurodiverse couples. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the neurodiverse relationship pattern. A central theme is learning to recognize how autism spectrum traits can shape a couple's daily rhythm, not as a character flaw, but as a different operating system. The book emphasizes that many recurring arguments are pattern-based. One partner may prioritize precision, routine, and directness, while the other may rely on implied meaning, emotional timing, or unspoken expectations. When these styles collide, both people can feel dismissed, controlled, or unsupported. Mendez frames the work as translating intentions into forms the other partner can actually receive. That includes identifying which difficulties are rooted in social interpretation, executive function, sensory load, or anxiety, and which are simply normal relationship disagreements. This distinction matters because it guides intervention. You can negotiate preferences, but you may need accommodations for overload or processing delays. By naming the pattern, couples can stop treating every incident as proof of selfishness and start tracking triggers, contexts, and predictable escalation points. Counselors can also use this lens to validate both experiences at once, reducing defensiveness and opening the door to skills training rather than moral debate. Secondly, communication that replaces guessing with clarity. The book stresses that communication is often the make or break factor for ASD-affected marriages, especially when one partner expects intuitive empathy and the other relies on explicit language. Mendez highlights strategies that make meaning visible, stating needs directly, checking understanding, and separating facts from interpretations. A major focus is reducing indirect signals that can be missed or misread, such as hints, sarcasm, or silent treatment. Instead, couples are encouraged to create shared rules for tough conversations, including clear start and stop times, one topic at a time, and agreed definitions of key words like respect, support, or quality time. This approach is not about stripping emotion away, it is about giving emotion a reliable path to be understood. The book also points to the importance of repair attempts, such as structured apologies, debriefing after conflict, and using written notes or texts when verbal processing is difficult. For counselors, these methods function like communication scaffolding. They lower ambiguity, reduce shame, and make progress measurable across sessions. Thirdly, emotional connection, empathy, and different love languages. Mendez addresses a frequent pain point. Partners may care deeply but express it in ways that do not match the other's expectation. In neurodiverse couples, emotional reciprocity can look uneven, with one person appearing detached or overly logical, while the other feels lonely, rejected, or unseen. The book encourages reframing, reduced facial expression, limited small talk, or a preference for problem solving does not automatically mean lack of love. At the same time, it takes seriously the non-spectrum partner's need for warmth, reassurance, and shared emotional moments. The proposed strategies focus on building intentional connection. That can include scheduled check-ins, concrete ways to show appreciation, and learning each other's preferred signals of affection, such as acts of service, dependable routines, or verbal affirmation. The book also highlights the role of emotional literacy and coaching, helping the ASD partner label feelings and the non-ASD partner communicate needs without criticism. For counselors, the topic supports balanced work, honoring neurodiversity while still pursuing intimacy, mutual comfort, and a relationship culture where both partners feel chosen rather than merely tolerated. Fourthly, managing conflict, shutdowns, and sensory or stress overload. Another key topic is conflict management under conditions that can intensify quickly in ASD contexts, such as sensory overload, abrupt schedule changes, or cumulative stress. Mendes described how arguments may escalate because one partner experiences flooding, shutdown, or a strong need to withdraw to regain control, while the other interprets withdrawal as abandonment or punishment. The book emphasizes planning for these moments before they happen. Useful tools include identifying early warning signs, creating timeout agreements, and setting rules for re-engagement so that breaks do not become avoidance. It also focuses on environmental and lifestyle factors. Sleep, clutter, noise, social obligations, and multitasking can raise baseline tension and reduce resilience. By treating overload as a real variable, couples can shift from personal attacks to practical adjustments. For counselors, this topic supports safety and stability. Sessions can teach de-escalation, reduce cycles of pursuer and withdrawer, and help partners develop a shared protocol for conflict that protects dignity, limits damage, and builds trust over time. Lastly, shared structure, roles, and long-term relationship maintenance. The book highlights that long-term success often depends on designing a relationship system that fits both partners, especially around routines, household responsibilities, finances, social life, and parenting. Mendes emphasizes explicit agreements over assumed roles, because ambiguity can breed resentment when partners have different thresholds for mess, spontaneity, or social engagement. Practical maintenance includes calendars, checklists, and clear ownership of tasks, along with regular relationship meetings to update what is working. The point is not to turn marriage into a business contract, but to reduce friction so that warmth and companionship have room to grow. The book also underscores the need for ongoing learning. As careers change, children arrive, or health issues develop, earlier agreements may stop fitting. For counselors, the maintenance perspective is essential because it creates measurable goals and prevents therapy from being only crisis-driven. By building structure that respects neurodiverse needs while protecting emotional connection, couples can move from surviving to collaborating, making the relationship feel reliable, fair, and sustainable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples where one partner identifies with Asperger's syndrome or broader autism spectrum traits. Couples who suspect autism-related differences are shaping conflict, and therapists or coaches who want concrete interventions for neurodiverse relationships. Readers benefit because the book focuses on translating recurring pain into actionable systems, clearer communication, explicit expectations, planned conflict protocols, and intentional connection practices. These tools can reduce chronic misunderstandings that erode trust, helping partners feel less blamed and more understood. It can also improve daily life by lowering stress at home, making routines more workable, and creating predictable ways to reconnect after disagreements. Compared to many general marriage guides, this book is worth buying because it addresses relationship dynamics that standard advice often misses, especially the impact of ambiguity, sensory overload, shutdowns, and different social processing styles. Rather than urging couples to simply be more romantic or more empathic, it encourages strategies tailored to how each partner actually processes information and emotion. That specificity makes it a practical purchase for couples seeking realistic progress and for counselors building structured treatment plans. If you would like to support Eva A. Mendes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.